The $5.25 million sale of the former YMCA lot to Dennis Dahlman is expected to be completed by the end of March. When the sale closes, Ann Arbor's Affordable Housing Fund will get a big boost now that both the city and the Downtown Development Authority have opted to waive reimbursement for costs associated to the old Y building. Mayor John Heafshe says it's good to see the former site of 100 units of low-income housing will be able to contribute more to affordable housing.
I was very happy to see that we've resolved the issue, that we came out ahead on it, and we were able to put this money back into affordable housing. You know, we lost those units. I would guess, I think the number is now we've about 52 or 53 units have been built since then to replace those. But I think we're taking the right steps now.
One possible use for some of the funds raised from the sale of the Y lot is a proposal to provide support services and front desk staff at Miller Manor. Executive Director of the Ann Arbor Housing Commission, Jennifer Hall, says the loss of the YMCA housing particularly hurt vulnerable residents because the front desk staff protected them from bullies and others being allowed in the building. She says the Miller Manor proposal would provide this type of assistance again. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.